Oh, I knew Ashley was a liar and a killer. See, the cab driver stepped on a round piece of glass that looked like a watch crystal with a ribbon attached.
Uh-huh.
Happened on the sidewalk in front of an air shaft. Actually, the glass was a monocle.
Oh, dropped by Lord Ashley Duke.
No? Ashley'd never been at that spot.
No.
But if Cornelius had, and if Cornelius dropped the monocle, it indicated that Lord Ashley Duke had been someplace with Cornelius early at night, you see?
Ah.
That could only be the freight house. Yet Ashley claimed he hadn't been there for 2 days.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you do. Oh, my head. How about you, Cornelius? Yeah, well, that's one of the best answers I've had tonight. It didn't take long at police headquarters. Maybe an hour altogether. A killer was locked up for trial, and the key witness ate 3 erasers, spilled a quart of ink, and broke a window before the homicide boys finally gave up. I watched the phony Lord Ashley Duke walk down the corridor to his cell. Any connection he had with man was just the category. Then I watched McDuff and company leave, too. A couple of regular guys. A monkey. The monkey's uncle. A genuine old Scot who loved life. And his shuffling friend whose only limitation was his inability to speak. But he communicated all right. In the only language that means anything. Love of one creature for another.
The Adventures of Philip Marlowe, bringing you Raymond Chandler's most famous character, star Gerald Moore, are produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and are written for radio by Robert Mitchell and Gene Levitt. As a special note of interest, Philip Marlowe fans, you'll be glad to know that Radio and Television Life magazine has this week named Gerald Moore as the best male actor in radio. Featured in our cast were Mary Lansing, John Daner, Tudor Owen, Sam Edwards, Michael Ann Barrett, Harry Bartell, and Junius Matthews. The special music is composed and conducted by Richard Arant. Be sure and be with us again next week when Philip Marlowe says...
This time a case-hardened car hop knocked me down a flight of stairs. An honest woman was strangled by a green silk sash, and a simpering dandy was shot to death. All because of a run-of-the-mill traffic accident 500 miles away.
You hear them all on CBS, and one of the funniest parts of that all comes from the bird brain of a woman, Miss Gracie Allen of Burns and Allen. Top troopers on the American stage for years, top radio stars after that, George and Gracie are now playing a big part in CBS's great Wednesday night lineup. Bing Crosby, Groucho Marx, George and Gracie, Dr. Christian. Join George Burns and Gracie Allen this Wednesday night on most of these same CBS stations. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Now, stay tuned for Pursuit, which follows immediately over most of these same CBS stations. This is CBS, where Burns and Allen are heard every Wednesday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thanks for helping me with my fear of Zeus.
I told you there was nothing to worry about.
It's kind of nice. Peaceful.
Yes, it is. Let's go over to the monkey cage and watch them fling their poo.
Monkeys! No! Monkeys!
But they're so cute.
No! Monkeys! You're listening to Mutiny Radio. Same great station. New great name.
Happy New Year's, everybody! This is Paul's another Bath Free episode 10. Oh boy.
Hello, everybody. This is John Bell, your genial host here at Bells in the Bat Free. And since this is the end of an old year, the beginning of a new year, and episode 10, sort of a landmark, I thought it might be interesting to go back through the archives and find some monumental, interesting moments from my years and years of podcasting. And I've gone through all the archives and I found a couple of interesting samples, some firsts, if you will. For instance, this was the very first time that Arnie Kunchpard was ever on this podcast. Now, keep in mind, some of these recordings are rather old, and you might get some deterioration in the signal. But here is the very first time that Arnie Kunchpard was on Bells in the Bat Free. Roll tape.
Guest is a young man who is an inventor. He's invented a new device that he wants to talk about. Let's welcome Arnie Kunchpard. Arnie, come on in.
Hi. How you doing? Hello, Mr. Bell.
Hi. Just have a seat here on the couch next to my other guest.
Ooh, hi. Can we move over a little bit, will you?
So, what is this invention you've come up with?
I call a voice activating system.
A what?
A voice activating system.
Wait, slower.
A voice.
Activating.
System.
A voice activating system.
Yeah, you see what it does is it starts something with your voice.
Uh-huh.
Like you can walk into the house and say, lights on, and the lights come on.
Oh.
Or you can just walk in and make some noise, and something starts, like your television set. Mm-hmm. You just walk in and go, start, and the television just fires right up. It's really cool if you use for any electronic piece of equipment.
So any piece of equipment can be activated just by saying something.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Young man, that sounds like a very interesting device.
Oh, Arnie, I don't think you've met my other guest, President-elect Richard Nixon.
Oh, hello, Mr. President-elect, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Kunchpard. How about this device, can it be used on tape recorders?
Oh, you mean like when someone starts talking, it starts recording automatically?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Well, sure, I don't see why not. That seems that would work perfectly.
In that case, I'd like to talk to you after the show,
oh,
if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. That'd be swell.
Arnie, let me ask you this. Can this be used for kitchen utensils, like blenders, refrigerators, ovens?
Well, gee, I don't know. You see, I don't spend a whole lot of time in the kitchen.
Oh, why is that?
I am not a cook.
What did you mean by that?
Nothing.
Are you looking at me when
no,
you
I'm
say
not
that?
I'm looking at anybody. I just said that.
I have my eye on you.
Okay.
I've got my list. Remember that.
Yes.
Oh, my. That was back in, 1968? Definitely in the early years of podcasting. You'll also notice back then I had a studio audience, which got to be a little expensive. We didn't have really the space for it. We had to crowd a lot of people in, and sometimes people didn't pick up on their cues when they were supposed to be applauding and laughing, so we got rid of that later. But you'll notice a lot of these clips will have a studio audience. Let's move along now to the first appearance of my good friend Professor Zounds. This one also goes back a few years, so please pardon any deterioration in the tape. Roll it, please.
Rick's guest is a young comedian I've discovered making the rounds. He has an unusual talent, and I'll let him show it to you now. Please welcome Professor Zounds. Professor.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Thank you.
So tell everybody what your gimmick is.
Well, I make sound effects with my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of mechanical sound, I can do it. Like, let's say a Model T idling.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Doors opening. Doors closing. Walking across the floor. Departing quickly.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. And you do these shows for kids?
Kids, grown-ups, people of all ages.
I see. And what are you doing in town right now?
Well, I'm doing a warm-up act for a band, for a rock band that's playing locally. And I come out, do some sound effects, tell a few jokes for about half an hour. Then the band comes on and they perform. It's a wonderful evening in the theater.
Who's this band? Is it somebody would know?
No. They've never even been on television or anything. It's, what is their name? They're in the hall.
Oh,
you want to bring them in?
Sure. Bring in the band. Come on, guys. Come on in here. Come on, have a seat.
Very nice. This is very nice.
Guys, settle down. Do you have a leader for this little group here?
I suppose I could take that responsibility.
What are you bloody talking
about? It's been
thrust
upon me. This greatness.
Oh, no, you're not the leader. The leader should be the cute one. That'd be me.
I'm the cute one.
Ah, you're as cute as a bus accident.
There's no way to talk to your mate.
I could take me drum and beat it.
Who's going to be the leader then? The quiet one?
Well, maybe he'd like to be leader, you know.
The quiet one? Would you like to be the leader?
I don't think so.
But at least me, then I'm the leader here.
Oh.
At least I'm the loudest.
You're certainly the loudest.
Can go ahead and ask the question
at least.
So who does the majority of the songwriting for your group?
I do.
What do you mean you do?
Now, you're nothing but a hack.
I'm quite prolific,
I do the
you know.
Artists say, I'm the artist.
My song's here,
okay,
top
okay,
of the
okay,
charts.
I'll ask another question. What instruments do you play?
I play the guitar and harmonica.
I play the guitar.
I play the bass, mostly.
I play the drums.
And you all do some singing?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
But you've never broadcast live in the United States.
Not yet. We're going to be on Ed Sullivan next week.
Oh, well, could I talk you into singing something on this show first?
Well,
so it'd be your first time in America?
I suppose
that'd
so.
Be all right.
That'd be fine,
well, I
yes.
think that'd be great. What song would you like to...
Well,
Wait, I'm getting a signal. Oh, no. If I'm going to have the Juggling McKinseys on, I'm sorry, guys. Oh. It's a time thing. I'd love to have you sing, but you know how it goes.
Well, it'll be Fab and Gil, but I understand how
sorry,
it goes.
Sorry.
Come on, mates, let's go.
Well, we've got to get out of here now. Goodbye.
I suppose the Hendersons will all be there.
Thank you, guys.
They're not going to get anywhere, those haircuts. One of the questions I get mostly on this podcast is, when was the first appearance of Mr. Wizard and how did that come about? And this next clip answers that question. Okay, roll tape, please.
Very special guest now on the stage is the winner of the National Grammar School Science Project competition. It's a competition that took place around the country. This is the winner. And what's your name, young man?
That's my boy!
Come on, sit down.
So would you like to tell us about your project?
Well, sure. You see, I discovered that gravity bends time and space very much like bowling balls in a trampoline.
Oh.
See, so I've got a trampoline here. I've got some bowling balls on it.
Uh-huh.
And I see how the material bends under the bowling ball, and they roll toward each other.
Well.
See, that's how gravity affects time and space.
Well, that's very interesting, Bill. And it just so happens my other two guests today are qualified to comment on this. My first guest, come on over here, is Professor Albert Einstein. Professor Einstein, what do you think of this?
I think Billy has hit upon something here. This is very interesting.
Oh, give me a break.
That's our other guest, TV scientist Mr. Wizard. Mr. Wizard, you don't agree with Professor Einstein?
Or with this kid, Billy. Although apparently they're at the same mental level, if you know what I mean.
Come on,
bending space and time with gravity? What kind of knuckleheaded idea is this?
Ach, du liebe, you don't know what
you're talking about. Listen, Mr. One Mug or whatever your name is. It's impossible. It doesn't work. Look, you got this trampoline here. You got the bowling balls on it. What if we introduce something of a larger mass like, I don't know. Billy, come here just a second. Let me throw you up on the trampoline here. You notice how all the bowling balls just fly straight up and... And they come down and whack Billy on the head. Now, what kind of scientific experiment is this? It's just this kind of scientific hokum that's keeping our youth from becoming knowledgeable scientists. Tell you what I'm going to do. On my shows from now on, I'm going to have a young helper and show that person the right way and the wrong way to do science. For that matter, Billy, why don't you come on the show and help me out?
I don't think so, Mr. Wizard.
Oh, come on, Billy.
No,
it'll be fine.
I don't really want to do this.
Billy, go with Mr. Wizard. This could be your big chance.
Listen to your mom, Billy. Come on, join me on my show.
Mama knows best.
What do you think, everybody? Shouldn't Billy join me on my show?
That's my boy.
Perfect. All right, Billy, I'll see you Monday.
Well, that should be very interesting to see. In the meantime, Professor Einstein... oh, my goodness, Professor Einstein got hit by one of those flying bowling balls. Professor, are you all right?
Tell me about the rabbits, George. Ooh.
And we'll be back after this.
People ask me all these years, how do I manage to keep doing the podcast week after week after week without ever missing a podcast? And I have to answer, one time I missed a podcast. I had, how can I best describe this, gastrointestinal distress. I had eaten something that really, really didn't agree with me. And I was about halfway through the program. I just couldn't take it anymore. And, well, this is what happened. Roll the tape, please.
Welcome back, everybody. My next guest is country singing superstar and legend, Willie Nelson. Willie, come on out here. Hey, Willie, come on, have a seat. Okay, Willie, I hear that you're working on a new album, but you haven't quite worked out all the songs for it yet. Oh. Okay, hold it just a second.
Stop tape!
I'm sorry, I'm just feeling really...
What's wrong, Mr.
...really
Bill?
Bad. I was able to keep it under control up to now, but I'm really going to... I'm sorry. I apologize to the audience. I apologize to my guests, but I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry.
So you can't stay here?
No, there's just one place that I need to be right now that I really wish I was right now.
Where's that?
On commode again. I really can't wait to get on commode again. What a relief this will be when this ever ends. I just can't wait to get on commode again. What are you writing down, Willie?
Another question I'm asked is, do we ever have any really embarrassing moments, and do we ever leave the studio? Coincidentally, both those questions can be answered in this next clip when we actually left the studio and broadcast from outside the studio, which resulted in probably the most embarrassing moment so far for this show. Reluctantly, roll that clip, please. We're outside the studios on our remote microphone because our next guest wants to demonstrate something his organization stands for. Your name, please.
Lindstrom.
Mr. Lindstrom, and yeah. What is your first name?
Lindstrom.
Lindstrom, Lindstrom.
That's correct, yes.
I see. And what is the group that you represent?
PSA.
And that stands for?
The Pedestrian Signaling Advocacy.
What is it that you want pedestrians to signal?
We have noticed in large cities when pedestrians are walking, sometimes they will stop or turn suddenly, mm-hmm. and pedestrians walking behind them will run into them, causing pedestrian pileups,
right.
which is very uncomfortable and occasionally embarrassing, and on the rare occasion even illegal.
What?
So we have decided that we would come up with a series of signals that pedestrians can use to signal stops and turns to prevent these terrible pileups from occurring.
And that's what you're going to demonstrate to us now. You're going to walk here in the city street with this remote wireless microphone,
yes.
talking to us as you walk,
right.
and demonstrate what you're doing.
Yes, I'll do that now.
Okay, go right ahead, then.
Is this microphone
yes,
on?
We're receiving you fine. Go ahead.
I am now walking in the city street.
Okay, we can still see
sidewalk,
him.
Actually, with a large crowd of people around me. I'm sure you can hear them now.
Yeah, we hear everything.
And I have the need to stop.
Okay.
So what I have done this morning, when I got dressed, I put on bright red underwear.
What?
And now I just simply drop my pants, and everyone sees that I've signaled stop. Signaling for a turn is slightly more difficult and requires a certain amount of fine muscle control, but I will now attempt to...
Kill his mic right now! Kill his mic! Get him off the street! Get him out! We have nothing to do with this, ladies and gentlemen. That man has nothing to do with this show. Oh, that's just dandy. That's just fine. Okay, get everybody inside. Get everybody inside! Hello, officer. This person has nothing to do with this show, and...
You're coming with us. Come on, New.
The memories. And no retrospective would be complete without a recording of my very first show. Now, you must understand when you're listening to some of these older recordings is that in the old days, we couldn't put MP3 files onto hard drives. We simply didn't have the capacity to do that. So we had to load our MP3 files on vinyl discs or even wax cylinders in some of the older shows. So I'm not telling you how old this first broadcast is. I'm a little embarrassed, but you might be able to gather just from the quality of the sound. So let's roll this tape. This is my very first show in its entirety. Roll tape.
Hello, this is John Bell, your genial host. Welcome you to the first episode of Bells in the Bat-Free. We have a good show lined up for you today, and we hope that you will continue listening to it. My first guest today is inventor Thomas Edison, who would like to do a recitation. Mr. Edison.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Well, that's about all the time we have on this cylinder, so I hope you join us again next time. I'm John Bell, and we hope you're back again next time. And thank you, Mr. Edison.
And thank you for joining me on this trip down memory lane. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. I'm John Bell. I'll be back again next week. Bells in the Bat-Free was written and voiced and produced by yours truly, John Bell. Special guest voice, Dale Kesterson as Billy's mom. If you have any comments, requests, suggestions, criticisms, write to me. ProfZounds, ProfZounds at hotmail.com. I'll see everybody in 2006. Bye-bye.
Celebrity voices impersonated badly.
This is Victor from the Typical PC User podcast at www.typicalpcuser.com, and you're listening to episode 11 of Bells in the Bat-Free. Now here's your multiple personality host, John Bell.
Hello and welcome to Bells in the Bat Free. I'm John Bell, your genial host, and here we are in a brand new year, 2006. Brand new year, brand new stuff for the podcast. As you could probably hear in the background, we're doing some redesigning here in the studios. We're upgrading some things, making it look more modern for the people who drop by. And also, I'm going to revamp the podcast. First of all, we're going to start with a new opening music segment. No, Phil. It's all right. No, Phil. This is Phil Music, our music director. Phil, we're not going to get rid of you. We still have a very special kind of music for you to do. Phil Music. Phil, see, your name is Phil, and it's Phil Music. So I've brought in a musical artist, someone who's a member of a local band.
Hello.
And I've paid him $50, yeah. And he's here right now. And what is your name, sir?
Bono.
Bono.
Yeah, I named myself after that famous musician.
Ah, okay. Well, did you know that Bono was on the cover of Time?
Sonny was on the cover of Time?
Let's just move along to the music that you've come up with for the beginning of
Would
the show.
Would you like to hear the theme music I came up with?
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
All right, it goes very much like this. It goes, boom, ba da ba da da boom, ba da ba da ba ba boom, ba da ba da ow, 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 ba da ba da ow, 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 ba da 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 ba da
ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da
ba So, what'd you think?
Well, that's very interesting and modern music.
That's right.
Well, it'll be something to hear. Mm-hmm. When will you have the band put it together?
The band?
Yeah, the band, so you can actually produce.
No, the band's not put together.
What?
You see, when you pay $30, that's all you get. It's me going, but you want more. You're going to have to pay for more. I'm sorry.
But
if you're not going to pay more than $30, I'm out of here.
But
good luck with your theme, mate.
You told me that. Alrighty. If there are any musicians out there who would like to create a theme for this show for free, just send it to me as an MP3 file to profzounds@hotmail.com, and I'll give it a listen. And if you have the honor of being chosen, then your music will be heard every week at the beginning of the show for no compensation, because my budget for a theme just went out the door.
Mr. Bell, what's going on?
Hey, Ernie, what you doing here?
I just came to give the construction guys a little help.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to get rid of a portion of this drywall here, so I brought in my laser.
A laser?
Yeah, my laser. See, a little wattage laser beam, and it's got a little bit of hole in the wall right here.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking so glum about?
Well, I'm trying to upgrade the podcast, make it sound better. My idea for a new theme music at the beginning just went south.
You know what this show needs, Mr. Bell?
What does this show need, Arnie?
Guest stars.
Guest stars.
Yeah, celebrities.
What?
Celebrities.
Slower.
Celebrities.
Ah. Oh, hand me that napkin, will you? You're right, Arnie. We need celebrities. We need guest stars. But we need money. I mean, these people aren't going to appear on this show unless we pay them.
Well, if you need money, the obvious thing to do is call your Aunt Harriet. What did I say?
Arnie, you never mention Aunt Harriet on this show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to have to bite your bullet.
Yeah.
Figuratively, not literally.
I guess you're right. I better call Aunt Harriet.
Okay. Why don't you give her a call while I help the construction guys out with my laser?
All right. But keep the noise down, will you? I'll call her now.
Okay, guys. Let's fire up. Activating system. System overload. Everybody fly.
I can't imagine anything worse than calling Aunt Harriet and begging for money.
Hello?
Aunt Harriet?
John!
Yes.
Bell!
Yes.
I have not gotten the check back yet. I have been looking at podcasts. You know that some people have managed to get advertising, have managed to get big stars.
Big stars, big stars. That's the key word, Aunt Harriet. We're going to start getting guest stars for the podcast. Famous people.
Guest stars? Famous people? You mean famous like Johnny Carson?
Well, that could be a little difficult, but
I like him. Not as good as Robert Horton, of course.
Tell you what we really need, Aunt Harriet. You know that discretionary fund that you have for the podcast for like...
Oh, my guest!
I think it's time to put that discretionary fund into the podcast. We could use the money to hire a guest star.
I have your discretionary fund right here. Oh, here it is. Do you remember when I was crowned Miss Porcine? One of the prizes I received was a very lovely porcine repository. Yeah.
Porcine piggy. It's a piggy bank. You've got the discretionary fund and a piggy bank?
For you. I shall break it open now and see how much we have.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Let's see. Here it is.
Okay. Count it up. Count it up.
Got some change. Uh-huh. Here's one, two, three. Oh, my gosh. Seven big ones. Do we have seven big ones here for you?
$700?
$7. They're bigger than the change. That's what I meant.
$7.
My, you can be pushy, John.
How about the change? How much change do you have?
The change. Let's see. There's two nickels, four pennies, 14 cents. Okay, $7 and 14 cents.
That's the entire discretionary fund?
I've been studying the joys of tough love. That's when you prove that you love somebody, perhaps like a nephew, by making things tough. I'm helping you.
Well, why don't you give me wimpy love and give me more money then?
You're already a wimp.
All right.
Well, Percy and I, savvy investors that we are, have decided that your profit problems would be solved if you could get a big star on your own.
But I can't get a big star without money. And if you give me the money, I can get a big star and prove that I can get big stars. So you'll give me more money.
Have you looked up John Wayne? What do you think he's doing right now? He hasn't been working lately.
Aunt Harriet, could you just send me the money, please, and I'll do what I can with it?
I think I've got to
just
go.
Send the money.
I hear the maid calling.
Right, just send the money and I'll
be there shortly.
Do what I can. Thank you, Aunt Harriet.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. $7.14. We can't get any kind of quality act with that. What we need is some way to bring in some money, like right now.
Hi, ho, Mr. Bell. It's me, Brad Montworth, your advertising director.
Right, hi.
And guess what? I've come into some money right now.
Money? Money? How, Brad? How?
I have sold an ad.
An ad?
Yes, for your podcast.
All right.
It's going to be great. The money's going to be rolling in.
How much? How much did you get, huh? How much? How much?
$4.
$4.
But if they like the results that they get from placing this ad on the show, they may place it again.
And again pay
$4. Well, that's $4 more than you had a few minutes ago, isn't it?
Give me the money.
Hey, don't be grabby.
And I guess we better play the ad so we can come by this money, honestly.
Yeah, sure.
And folks, while you're listening to this commercial, I'm going to take up a collection around the office here and see if we can raise the money up to get us a quality guest star.
Good luck with that.
Brad, do you have any change?
Oh, look at the time.
Brad, come back here, you coward! We'll be back after this.
I'm so excited. I finally got a computer. I'm on the internet, and I have an email mailbox. But oh, I'm so lonely. Nobody sends me any mail.
There's no need to be lonely. You can get a mailbox full of mail every day. Dozens, hundreds, possibly even thousands of pieces of email just for you.
What do I need to do?
Just sign up for the special mail service and pay $29.95 a month. Just $29.95 a month, and you'll get thousands of pieces of mail.
Oh, this is wonderful. Look, this one offers me medications at prices much lower than I pay here. Here's someone promising I'll get lucky tonight. It must involve four-leaf clovers. Oh, and here's a widow from Nigeria who's letting me take care of millions of her dollars. How trusting.
Never be lonely again. Get thousands of pieces of email every day with special offers, new ideas, fantastic photographs, products, stock tips, fishing expeditions.
Wait, I don't see fishing expeditions here.
Trust me. They're there.
Okay.
All for just $29.95 a month to us, Special People Abundant Mail. Just use our initials, Special People Abundant Mail, and you'll get all the mail you can handle, and then some.
I never knew the internet was such a friendly place.
Sign up today, and the mail will never stop, no matter how hard you try.
Hi. Whatever that was for, buy it, and buy a lot of it. We took up a collection around the studio, which was more or less from behind the cushions on the sofa, and we now have a grand total of $11.37. Okay, I guess it's time to jump into action. I'm going to call a talent agent, and I'm going to get some talent out here, and we're going to have ourselves a guest star, by golly. And leave it to Aunt Harriet to put a payphone in the office here. I found this talent agency in the Mauve Pages. Aunt Harriet subscribes to the Mauve Pages. It's a lot cheaper than the yellow. Well, you get the idea.
Talent agency, talent agency.
Yes, I need a celebrity for my podcast.
Then you'll need a talent agency.
You're not a talent agency?
We're a talent agency for talent. talent agencies. People who need a talent agency to find talent, such as yourself, contact us to put them in contact with a talent agency who will put them in contact with a talent.
Oh, can you do that then?
Do what?
Put me in contact with a talent agency to put me in contact with some talent.
Certainly. That's what we do. Uh-huh. What kind of talent are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a celebrity who's witty, interesting, fun, and can handle a wacky interview.
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of talent agencies who can handle that kind of a request.
For $11.37.
Aye. Well, that does limit our sphere of available talent, doesn't it?
I'm sorry. My budget is just that...
I found a talent agency for you.
You did? Wonderful.
I'll send him right over. Can I have your MasterCard number?
MasterCard number? What for?
This particular agent will only visit clients who will pay his bus fare.
Oh, fine. I'll just transfer you to my secretary. She'll give you all the pertinent information.
Thank you for calling the talent agency, Uh-huh. And please don't call us again for your future needs.
You're welcome. I'll transfer you now.
I can hardly wait.
Okay, the talent agent will be on his way any second now. Let's kill some time by listening to this week's episode of Mr. Wizard.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
I think we're going to have a nice fall.
But it's not the fall, Mr. Wizard.
If you had any sense of humor, you would have known I was making a joke, Billy.
Oh, well, I
was referring to falling objects.
I see.
Did you know that all mass falls at the same rate of speed?
Sure.
Well, why don't I just go home and let you do the rest of the show?
I see, Mr. Wizard. All mass falls at the same rate of speed?
Yes, of course. Every pinhead knows that.
Of course.
Barring the effects of the atmosphere, two dropped objects of different weights will strike the ground at the same time.
Ooh.
To prove it, my assistant, Bruno, is at the top of this tower with an empty cardboard box and an 800-pound block of solid steel.
Wow.
He'll push them off at the same time, and we'll watch them fall. Billy, catch the empty box, will you?
Okay.
And here they come.
Wow.
Oh, they're picking up quite a bit of speed.
Mr. Wizard, which one's the box?
The one on the left.
Okay.
Which would be your right, wouldn't it? Billy, if you'll now climb the stairs to the top of the tower, you can see this experiment from that point of view with Bruno.
I'm on my way!
At the top of the tower, waiting for Billy, are a 1-pound water balloon and a 98-pound sack of turnip greens. Are you ready, Billy?
There's no sack of greens up here!
Uh-oh, and our time's almost up. Say, how much do you weigh, Billy?
Oh, no, you don't.
Bruno, if you will... Well, our time is up, kids. Remember, water balloons should only be dropped under adult supervision. See? They make quite a mess. Until next time, this is Mr. Wizard saying bye-bye.
And thank you, Mr. Wizard, on this what's turning out to be one of the more busy days I've had in quite a while. And
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
This is Ms. Schmackelheimer. Ms. Sadie Schmackelheimer?
Yes, I know.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, I am.
There's somebody out here to see you.
Who is it? I mean, who's out there to see me?
Who are you, sir?
Talent agent Harry Hargrove, my card.
It's Mr. My Card.
I think you misunderstood.
No, it says right here on the card, Mr. Harry Hargrove, my card.
Oh, I see. Well, who is he?
Harry Hargrove, my
card. No. I mean, what's his business?
I don't know.
Look at the card.
Oh, he's a talent agent.
Oh, a talent agent. Good. He came over quicker than I thought. That would be very nice.
Would you like some donuts?
Yeah, sure. I think we'd both like some.
Fine. Mr. Mycard, there's a donut shop on the corner. Here's $5. Please get 3 chocolates, 2 ice.
Ms. Schmackelheimer, Mr. Mycard is my guest.
Oh, okay. Then get 2 of whatever you want, Mr. Mycard.
Ms. Schmackelheimer, you get the donuts and send Mr. Mycard into the studio. Hello there, you must be Mr.,
Harry Hargrove, my card.
Well, give it to me.
Give you what?
Your card.
I gave her the last one.
Oh, but your name is?
My card.
Your card.
My card.
My card.
Right.
Right, whatever. As you know, I'm looking for some talent to have on the show, something I can get for...
Cheap as oil.
Not a whole lot of money. What have you got for me?
Well, I've got this wonderful list here. Just take a look at it. Read it out loud.
All right. It was quite a list. Let's see. The Atomic Chicken.
Glows in the dark and lays eggs that explode.
Clyde the Concrete Cruncher.
Guy eats concrete. Most amazing thing you've ever seen.
Wee Willie Wackadoodle.
I have no idea what he does.
Yodeling Jimmy Jorgensen.
Greatest yodeler ever. What a set of pipes.
The Flaming Farley Brothers.
Well, this act involves some burritos, a match, and bending over your
brain. No. The Human Otter.
that's a really funny act, but you need a 500-gallon tank
of water. Okay, how about cows a-popping?
That's a great act.
I got plenty of cows, though.
Oh, yeah, I was noticing all these cows around here.
Yeah, we got a lot of them here.
Where'd they come from?
Just go to episode 5 and give it a listen.
All right, go on to the next one.
All right, we have, Doris Dominatrix.
Great act, but it's more of a visual thing.
You might really have to look into that
one. It's more of a visual
Can you get
thing.
Her rates, maybe?
I'll see if she's available.
All right.
Go on to the next
one. Zeke the Zit Launcher.
Oh, that's a pretty disgusting act, but it's a real hoot.
The Chameleon Kid.
It changes colors. He walks in, you can't see him anymore. It's amazing.
Him or Roy?
Yeah, pass on that one, okay. Trust me.
Mr. Pierce, the man of 10,000 piercings?
That guy's got piercings everywhere, from his nose down to his toes, and everything in between, and I mean everything in between.
Yeah.
You don't want to know. I just
Bob's Amazing Uvula.
You haven't lived until you see a uvula do the hokey pokey.
The ex-president's Glee Club Harmony happening?
These guys harmonize like crazy. Jimmy Carter can really hit those highs.
Clyde, the ice skating marmot?
Direct from those amazing mammals on Fox.
Ted Foote's Unwashed Socks of Doom?
It's a real stinker of an act, and I don't mean figuratively.
Toad Girl.
Hops around, just don't touch her.
The Beetle. The Beetles. You can get the Beetles.
That's with two E's. Oh. It's a bunch of bugs that come out and climb little ladders and things.
Ned, the one-eyed knife thrower.
Knives are going everywhere. He has no depth perception, so you never know where those knives are going to hit. I tell you, it's a hoot.
Electro Butt.
What this guy does with a cattle prod, you don't want to see, and neither does your audience.
Pauly Shore.
Well, he's hit some hard times lately, but he's available.
I see. Well, I don't know if any of these acts are really appropriate for this show now.
These acts are the cream of the crop for the amount of money that you have to offer for this, son. So if you change your mind, give me a call. You got my car.
No, I don't. Well, the only option I have left, then, is to put this money up for you, the audience. If anyone out there knows a celebrity, I mean a bona fide celebrity, then write to me at profzounds@hotmail.com. That's profzounds@hotmail.com. And you and the celebrity, if the celebrity gets in touch with us because of your connection, can split the money that we have available in our discretionary fund. All of it, the entire amount, all $11.37. But unfortunately, right now, our time is running out, and I don't have a celebrity for you this week. Beth, hello there. Come on in.
I'm here. Hey, I hear you're looking for a celebrity.
Are you a celebrity, Beth?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you a celebrity?
I was on your show.
I see. Since you're on my show, you're a celebrity, and since you're a celebrity, you should be on my show.
Yeah, whatever you said.
Do you have any talent?
I'm cute.
Coot's good.
And I'm a little girl. Everybody likes little girls.
Yeah, everybody likes little girls. Can you, like, sing or dance or act or anything like that?
I can sing. I can sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh, that's
twinkle, twinkle,
that's wonderful. That's really, really wonderful, Beth.
What, hear another song?
No, not really. Okay, fine. Yeah. You really got that tune down, don't you?
Yeah, I got two songs.
Yeah, two completely different songs. So you've got, you know, Beth, you've got quite a repertoire.
A rear end?
No. That's a selection of songs that you do.
Why didn't you say that?
So, you want to be on the podcast as my guest?
Yeah.
Do you know any jokes or anything?
Why did chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side?
I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to ask, and
I ask. What if, like, George Bird and Gracie Allen? Okay, why did the chicken cross the road?
To see his mama.
Was she on the other side by any chance?
That's right. She was on the other side. It's across the road.
That's a really good one there, Beth. Well, thank you. You saved the show.
I really did. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now people are going to want my autograph.
Can you write your name?
I can print it.
Are you going to charge for your autograph?
Yeah. I'll charge a nickel.
Okay, I'll order a dozen, okay?
Oh, good. Okay. Can I have the money now?
This is going to cut into my budget.
Give me. Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet.
Now go tell your mom she's calling you. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay, that's enough. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm a celebrity.
Well, that's it. Bells and the Bat Free, thank you for joining us this week. Special guest celebrity, Beth.
I'm a celebrity. Friday.
Other guest voices included Cindy Taylor, Dale Kesterson, and Gene Williams. Bells in the Bat Free was written, produced, directed, voiced, and everything else by John Bell. It's also copyright 2006. Wow, by John Bell. Be here next week when hopefully we'll have another celebrity. Bells in the Bat Free, performed by professionals. Do not try this at home.
Yes, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
I don't know who I am.
Okay.
We're
going to try it again. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you have a great idea for a product or service but don't know where to start? Are you looking to grow your current business? Women's Initiative in San Francisco began its business management training program for low-income, high-potential women in 1988. To attend a free orientation on how you can achieve your dream of starting your own business, or for more information, please contact Sophia Campos at 415-641-3465. That's 415-641-3465.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Hello, this is episode 12 of Bells in the Bat Free. My name is Nigel. I wrote this theme song you're listening to now.
Bells in the Bat Free. Bells in the Bat Free. Bells in the Bat Free. Bells in the Bat Free.
He told me he'd pay $50 for it. He gave me $30, and the check bounced. So if I were you, I'd go listen to Dr. Floyd's podcast or something other than this rot. I'm out of here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bats in the Belfry. I'm your host, Eugene, John Bell, and I'm a little flustered here. I'm talking to one of the construction guys. You guys, the floor in the bathroom.
Yeah, what about it?
It was supposed to be marble. What happened to it?
Well, you ran out of money, pal. This Aunt Harriet lady.
I contracted for marble.
I'm sorry, you can't afford marble, buddy.
All right, how about a hardwood, like oak?
No.
Pine?
No.
Plywood?
No.
Pressed wood?
Maybe.
How about corrugated cardboard?
That we can do.
Okay, put it in there, please, so at least we can go.
Guys, put in a cardboard
around the bathroom when
we
have to.
Put it in there over the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Use it on the walls, too.
All right, to recap, last week we started to do renovations here on the studios for the Bells in the Bat Free broadcast. We've run into a little bit of money problems, very much like everything else we do here. We are still looking for a guest star. We have accumulated $11.37 to pay to anybody who can get us in contact with some celebrity. You can split the money, you and the celebrity, so that's a nice incentive. What else is going on?
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Well, it's Arnie Kunchpard, resident
it's
inventor.
It's me, Arnie Kunchpard, resident inventor. Did you already say that?
I just said that, Arnie. What can I do for you?
I'm going to make history on your show today.
Make what?
History.
Say it slower.
History. Yes, history.
Okay.
I am going to travel faster than the speed of light.
How'd you make your voice do that?
Whenever you say that, it just happens that way. The speed of light.
No one can travel faster than the speed of...
Don't say that.
But you can.
Because somebody obviously can do it because I'm about to do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to travel faster than the speed of light.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to set everything up. And when I'm ready, I'll holler at you, Mr. Bell, and you can come watch.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know
when I'm ready. Be Dandaruni.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Ms. Schmackelheimer?
This is Ms. Schmackelheimer. Ms. Sadie Schmackelheimer?
Yes, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
Well, I have a celebrity for you on line one.
Oh, somebody who wants to claim the money. You know, Ms. Schmackelheimer, you don't really have to say line one. We only have one line.
Not always.
Huh?
Remember last week, we didn't have any lines until you paid the phone bill?
Right. I remember, yes. Okay, thank you.
So that's the line that we have now, and the celebrity is on line one.
Thank you, Ms. Schmackelheimer. Let's pick this up, see if it's a real celebrity, and if they earn the $11.37 reward.
Yellow Bells in the Bat Free. Who's this?
This is Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, my gosh. You're one of my favorite actresses.
Yes, I get that a lot.
And what a career. What was that movie you made with Bogart? African,
Safari?
No. African, royalty, No.
Duke?
Queen.
Why, thank you.
No, African queen. Oh, and that relationship you had with that great, great actor.
Yes, I loved him dearly.
And his name was?
Was everything to me.
Spencer?
Bahia?
No, Tracy.
Oh, yes, Dick Tracy. We were quite
And that movie you made not too long ago on Golden...
Egg?
No, Golden...
Glove.
Pond with Henry...
Aldrich.
Fonda.
Yes, I was Fonda Henry, too.
Can you do one of your lines from On Golden Pond?
Certainly. The calla lilies are in bloom again.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Was that in On Golden Pond?
Of course it was. Where's my money?
I'm not so sure about that.
Trust me. Where's my money?
I think I'll Google your name just to make sure.
No, that's not necessary, young man. I think that you should...
Here you are. Katharine Hepburn, born 1907, died 2003.
Oh.
You're not Kate Hepburn. How dare you try to fool me? What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, the thing some people would do for $11.37. I'm getting the signal that Arnie is ready for us in the laboratory, so I'm going to take the microphone with me here, and we're going to walk down the hallway into the laboratory, which used to be the gymnasium, until Arnie took it over for this particular experiment. Seems he needed plenty of space for this. Okay, we're going in now, and there's Arnie over there. We're all set, Arnie. Go ahead.
I see over there. The big target on the wall. Oh, there we go again. Ready.
That didn't work very well at all, did it, Mr.
I don't think
Bell?
You even approached the speed of light on that one.
I just got to scoot across real fast.
Kind of fast, I'd say.
Okay, I got to improve my boosters. Uh-huh. You go on, do your show, and I'll holler when we're ready for another try, okay?
Okay.
All right, somebody give me a monkey wrench.
And while we're waiting for Arnie to prepare for his second attempt at traveling faster than the speed of light... Let's listen to this week's Mr. Wizard episode.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
Billy, what would you do if you saw somebody choking on a piece of food?
I'd use the Heimlich maneuver.
No, Billy. You'd use the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're going to demonstrate this life-saving technique, along with artificial respiration. To assist us, I have asked a local artist to join us.
Gee, a painter, an actor?
No, a dancer. Huh? Miss Boom Boom La Whoopi.
Wow.
Hello, Miss La Whoopi.
Please call me Boom Boom.
I'll call you Boom Boom if you call me Wiz.
And you can call me after school.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Billy. Now let's start with a demonstration.
Okay.
Billy will play the part of the person who's choking.
Oh.
And Boom Boom will play the part of the person who has stopped breathing.
Should I pretend I'm choking, Mr.
That
Wizard?
That would make for a realistic demonstration, Billy.
Uh-huh.
So I've arranged for my associates to place this rubber ball into your windpipe.
What? Wait,
as you can see, Billy is indicating that he is choking.
I cannot
breathe. Oh, very good, Boom Boom. We'll begin by demonstrating the art of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Okay.
You hold the victim's head back like this.
Woo.
Just relax, Boom Boom.
Okay.
Then place your mouth over hers like this, and... Mr. Wizard, time's up. Mr. Wizard, time's up. Looks like we'll get around to the Heimlich maneuver next time. Meanwhile, Boom Boom and I will continue to practice the artificial respiration technique in the privacy of our motel room. Say goodbye, everybody. And Billy, work on your diction, will you? See you all next time. Bye-bye.
Come on, Billy.
Yes, Arnie. Okay. Don't explain it. Just good. Right.
Wow. Well, I think I went faster than the speed of sound that time, Mr. Bell.
It would appear that you did there, Arnie.
I still haven't gone faster than the speed of light.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I need to make a few more adjustments on the equipment, but next time we're going to do it, Mr. Bell.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go faster than the speed of...
Just fix it.
Okay, I'll fix it.
Fine.
Oh.
Oh, there's the PA system. Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, boy. Okay, I better get that here on this phone.
Hello, Bell's in the Bat Free. Who's this?
Well, hello, Pilgrim. This is John Wayne.
John Wayne?
People call me the Duck.
Don't you mean the Duke?
Are you making fun of me, Junior?
No, it's just that...
I hear you're looking for a bona fide... almighty celebrity, and here I am.
Aren't you, how can I put this delicately, into real estate?
Well, I got me a ranch.
No, I mean about 6 feet of real estate.
What are you implying, you sidewinder?
Nothing, nothing, Mr. Wayne.
Call me the duck.
Like Donald?
You making fun of me? Hombres who do that don't live too long.
Okay, look, here's a test to see if you're really John Wayne.
Take your best shot, greenhorn.
What do you think of men named Marion?
Sounds a little pansy-like to me.
Uh-huh.
I'd take them into the center of town and give them a necktie party. No real man ever had the name Marion.
Yeah, well, okay, that's what I thought. Thanks for calling, and better luck next time, Mr. Marion Duck Morrison.
I guess I'd better do more homework next time.
I guess so, yeah.
Are people that hard up for money they gotta...
Dear Bell, I'm ready to go again, and this time it's really gonna work, because I got my super boosters all set.
Okay, all set.
Wow!
Whoa!
It worked! Oh. I'm impressed on that speed of light!
Look at that. Well, yeah, that was really impressive.
Oh, yes. I'm fine, Mr. Bell. Thanks for asking.
That was amazing, Arnie. Are you okay?
Actually, I calculate I went 1% over the speed of light.
How fast do you think you went?
What do you mean, before you ask?
Arnie, why are you answering my questions before I ask?
This is a very interesting phenomenon. It's possible that because I crossed the light barrier, that I'm existing in a time plane slightly ahead of yours.
I mean, you're answering questions I haven't even asked yet. How could that happen?
You're telling me.
This is very confusing.
There's only one way I can think of.
Is there any way you can put things back to normal?
If I were to go faster than the speed of light again, only in the other direction, that might work.
What's that one way?
I just need to adjust my super-duper boosters. I'll holler at you when I'm ready to go again.
How soon can you do this?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, good luck, Arnie. And I'll be waiting for you to holler when you're ready.
I don't know. It could make things worse.
Are you sure this is safe?
Oh, there's the PA again. Sadie Schmackelheimer. Yes, yes.
You have a guest waiting in the lobby.
I don't have time for a guest.
Trust me. You'll want to see this celebrity.
All right. All right, let's go into the lobby. Down the hall here. And into the lobby area. Hello there. Who are you?
I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, well, a lot of people have tried to fool me today to win this money, but I'm sorry. I just can't accept that you're...
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I mean, shouldn't you be blonde? I mean...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Bells in the Belfry.
That's Bat-free, but I...
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh. Okay. Here's the money.
Thank you. Toodaloo.
Bye-bye. Now, what were we doing before I was interrupted? Something about, I don't know, let's see, light speed, Arnie's life in danger. Arnie, I gotta get back. Okay, I gotta go down the hallway here, back to the laboratory. And there's Arnie. It looks like he's ready. Let's talk to him, make sure everything's okay.
I have everything ready for me to travel in the opposite direction faster than the speed of light, so I can correct this time anomaly.
Are you ready, Arnie?
Anomaly.
Time what?
Okay, we can take it step by step. Ask me your questions slowly.
Arnie, this thing with you answering my questions before I ask them is driving me nuts. I need to really concentrate on what we're saying here.
No.
Do you think anything can go wrong?
Yes.
So you should be safe.
Definitely not.
Do you want to postpone this?
Of course, as soon as possible.
Would you like a fresh donut before you go?
I hate those.
I think you're developing a pimple on your nose.
I think they're beautiful. Best I've ever made.
Those are nice looking boosters you've got attached to your back.
They'll probably blow me up.
What will the Photoshop do when we send them the pictures we're taking?
Call the tabloids.
What should we do if things go wrong today?
Have a big party to celebrate.
When this is successfully finished,
What would you like to do?
Wrestle three nude stewardesses in a vat of Jell-O.
Say, what was it that guy did on that movie we saw last night on the X-rated cable channel?
Make a contribution to the local convent so the nuns can take care of orphans.
If this invention makes money, what do you want to do first?
Bye, bye, bye.
Well, Arnie, old friend, I guess it's time for you to bid us farewell.
Take a flying leap.
How do you get up onto that platform anyway?
I can't. It's impossible.
Can you describe what you're feeling right now?
Really mushy potato salad.
When you're done, we'll have your favorite food waiting for you. And that would be...
that cute little dog over there.
I'll make sure all your stuff is safe. Say, don't you have a pet?
And that would be you, Mr. Bell.
Get ready, Arnie. And somebody you trust will pull the switch.
Hello, this is episode 12 of Bells in the Bathroom.
Arnie, what's going on? We're back at the beginning of this episode.
A great scientist once said that time has currents and eddies, Mr. Bell, so I think we just need to hold on till we wind up at our original location. Here we go again!
Cows, they look like little white and black spotted cats.
Arnie, now we've gone even further back. We're in episode 5, the episode of the silly little tiny cowlets.
That's amazing. They don't take up a whole lot of space.
Arnie, where are we?
Mr. Bell, we may be in temporal limbo. No, wait. This is the men's room.
So, have we finished this whole time traveling thing? Are we back where we're supposed to be?
Yes, we're in this episode. We're in episode number 12, but I'm not sure exactly where we are in the episode.
Okay, so I guess what we need to do is...
this is
Ms. Schmeckelheimer, one of her announcements. Let's listen to this. We could probably tell where we are in the episode. Guest in the lobby, that'd be Marilyn Monroe. That means I haven't met her yet. That means I still have the $11.37, which means I can still hire a guest star. How about that? A happy ending. Arnie, a happy ending. Arnie? Arnie?
Excuse me, Mr. Bell, I'm having a happy ending of my own.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us for Bells in the Bat Free, episode 12. I'm John Bell. Today's show was written, voiced, and produced by John Bell and is copyright 2006, thereby. Special guest voices Cindy Taylor as Ms. Schmeckelheimer, Jim Hingle as John Wayne, Heather Jewell as Kate Hepburn, and Marilyn Monroe as herself. Remember, I seriously am looking for new opening theme music, so if you have something that you have composed, meaning there's no copyright to pay or anything, send it to me. I'm also looking for a celebrity. Really, honestly, I'm looking for a celebrity. If you know a celebrity, I will send you $11.37 to split with that celebrity if you get us in contact with him or her to run them on the air. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Rocket Dog Rescue is a Bay Area organization that works to save dogs from death at overcrowded shelters and put them into happy homes. If you're looking to adopt or have some extra cash you feel like donating, go to rocketdogrescue.org. That's rocketdogrescue.org.
This podcast is
public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.